Hello, everyone. Today's question is, how does the Quran depict the story of Jesus' birth? Ah, Christmas time. This is the season for homemade cookies, decked out Christmas trees, and presents. But what most of us forget all too often is why Christmas is celebrated. Christmas is the annual Christian celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. But did you know that Muslims also celebrate the birthday of Jesus? Jesus, or Prophet Isa, as he is known in the Quran, is one of the most important prophets of Islam. But although both Christians and Muslims celebrate his birth, there are finer points on which they disagree. In Islam, Jesus is a prophet and not under any circumstances the Son of God. He is revered in Islam but not worshipped, as he is in Christianity. In Islam, not only Jesus but also Mary is very important to the story. Mary, or Maryam in Arabic, was the daughter of Imran, but was under the guardianship of Prophet Zechariah. Before she was born, an angel had come to her mother Hannah and brought her the glad tidings of her giving birth to a son that was going to be God's messenger to the people. In the Holy Quran, Mary is described as being one of the special women on earth. In fact, she was chosen twice. Once, she was chosen as being the glad tiding which was bestowed on Hannah and Imran. And secondly, she was chosen because she became pregnant without a man. This is why Prophet Jesus is believed in Islam not to have a father, similar to Prophet Adam and Eve, who were also created without a father or mother. So it was that Mary became pregnant and withdrew from society to a remote place. There she also delivered her son by a palm tree on her own. When she was grievous about meeting others, the voice told her to indicate that she was holding a fast of silence, and to indicate to her newborn, who miraculously was able to speak and tell the people that he indeed was the son of a virgin mother, and that he was the Messiah that was sent down to the people. Prophet Jesus' conception, birth, and life were full of miracles and wonders. This is why he is also revered in the Islamic faith. So next time we get ready for Christmas, let us not forget that the birth of Prophet Jesus is the main reason we celebrate. What's your question? Don't forget to send us, and remember, your question is our question too.